All right, so you want to know more about emotional intelligence? For good reason. We're diving deep today into this article called The Importance of Emotional Intelligence. And it's got some really great stuff in here. So think of it this way. Emotional intelligence, or EI, is kind of like a cheat code for understanding people, even yourself.
Yeah, what's really cool about EI is that it's not just about being nice. You know, it's a set of skills, like a toolkit you can use to manage your own emotions and navigate relationships better. It's actually backed by research, too. Studies show that companies with leaders who have high EI see a 20% boost in productivity and a 30% increase in employee satisfaction. I mean, that's huge.
Wow, 20% higher productivity.
Yeah.
No wonder everyone's talking about this. So it's not just about feeling good. There are like actual real results.
Yeah.
But where do we even begin with something this big?
Well, the article breaks EI down into five core components: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills.
Five components. Okay, I'm taking notes. It's starting to sound a bit like a recipe for success.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. So let's break down each ingredient, starting with self-awareness. This is the foundation. Understanding your emotions, what triggers them, and how they impact your thoughts and actions.
Makes sense. If you don't know what you're feeling, how can you manage it right? I kind of picture it like looking in a mirror to really see yourself. You know, I've missed opportunities in the past because I let my fear of public speaking hold me back. Learning to manage those nerves through techniques like visualization has been a game changer for me. But how do we even begin to get that self-aware in the first place?
There are some simple ways to start. Try journaling, taking a few minutes each day to reflect on your feelings, or even asking trusted friends for feedback. It's an ongoing process, but every step toward greater self-awareness brings you closer to mastering your emotions.
Okay, so we're getting a clearer picture of ourselves. What's the next ingredient in this EI recipe?
Next up is self-regulation. Think of this as your emotional brakes, helping you avoid impulsive outbursts, adapt to change, and stay cool under pressure.
Oh, I need to work on those brakes. Imagine you're in a tough meeting. Things are getting heated, but instead of reacting defensively, you take a deep breath to calm your nerves. Remind yourself this is a chance to learn, and later use a brisk walk to shake off any lingering tension. That's self-regulation in action, right?
Exactly. You're using those EI skills to navigate a challenging situation. But what happens when we need that extra push to keep going, to achieve our goals? That's where motivation comes in.
Okay, motivation. Isn't that just about setting goals and going after them?
It's more than that. It's about aligning your emotions with your aspirations. Think of it as finding that deep sense of purpose that fuels your actions, even when things get tough. Emotionally intelligent people tend to be more optimistic and resilient, which keeps them moving forward.
So it's not just about what you want to achieve, but how you feel about it. If your heart's not in it, those goals are going to be much harder to reach. This makes me think about those times I've given up on something because fear got in the way. Maybe if I tapped into that deeper sense of purpose, I could have pushed through those doubts. All right, so we've covered self-awareness, self-regulation, and motivation. What's next?
Now we're getting to the heart of it, empathy. This is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's crucial for building strong relationships, both personally and professionally.
Empathy. So isn't that just being nice? How does that translate to, say, negotiating a raise or dealing with a difficult coworker?
Empathy has layers. It's about understanding someone's perspective, feeling their emotions, and even being moved to help. And it's not just something you're born with. You can develop it through practice. Imagine listening to a colleague vent about a work issue instead of just offering advice. You acknowledge their feelings and try to see things from their point of view. That's empathy in action. And it can transform how you interact with everyone around you.
It's about making those connections, understanding where someone else is coming from, even if you don't agree with them. That's powerful. But how do we actually put all of this into practice, especially when it comes to interacting with others?
That brings us to the final component, social skills. These are the outward expressions of EI, how we build relationships, communicate effectively, and resolve conflicts.
So it's about taking all those internal skills, self-awareness, regulation, empathy, and putting them into action in the real world.
Precisely. Think of those people who just seem to have a knack for connecting with others. They walk into a room and everyone feels at ease. That's often a sign of strong social skills.
Yeah.
Active listening, clear communication, and the ability to navigate disagreements constructively. These are all key aspects of social intelligence. As we explore these five components, you know, it strikes me that they're not isolated skills. They're interconnected, working together to create this powerful force for navigating life's ups and downs.
That's fascinating. It's like they build upon each other. You need self-awareness to regulate your emotions, and you need both of those to truly empathize with others. It's all connected.
Exactly. And this interconnectedness becomes even more apparent when we look at how emotional intelligence plays out in specific areas of life, like the workplace.
All right, let's talk work. I think we could all agree that a workplace with high EI would be a much better place to be. But what does that actually look like in practice?
It's about creating an environment where people feel valued, understood, and motivated to do their best work. You know, leaders with high EI achieve 15% greater team performance, and they have 25% lower employee turnover rates.
Wow, those are impressive numbers. So it's not just about creating a nice workplace. It's about concrete results. How do we actually cultivate that kind of environment?
It starts with leadership. Leaders who model emotional intelligence set the tone for the entire organization. They prioritize open communication, actively listen to their employees, and provide constructive feedback. This creates a culture of trust and respect, where people feel comfortable sharing their ideas and concerns.
It sounds like it's about creating a safe space for people to be themselves,
yeah,
to bring their whole selves to work.
Exactly. And when people feel emotionally supported, they're more engaged, productive,
yeah,
and resilient in the face of challenges.
This makes me think about those workplaces where everyone seems stressed out and on edge. It's like the emotional temperature is set to boiling all the time. That can't be good for anyone's productivity or well-being.
You're right. A high EI workplace is one where emotions are acknowledged and addressed constructively, rather than ignored or suppressed.
So it's not about eliminating emotions from the workplace. It's about managing them effectively.
Precisely. And that requires tools and strategies, both on an individual and organizational level.
What are some specific things companies can do to promote emotional intelligence in the workplace?
One powerful approach is to invest in EI training programs. These programs can help employees develop self-awareness, learn effective communication skills, and boost their capacity for empathy and conflict resolution.
I've heard of those programs. They can be really transformative. I once participated in a workshop on conflict resolution, and it completely changed how I approach disagreements. Instead of getting defensive or shutting down, I learned to listen actively, identify shared interests, and find solutions that work for everyone involved.
That's a great example of how EI training can have a real-world impact. And it's not just about formal training programs. Companies can foster emotional intelligence by creating a culture of feedback, recognition, and support.
So it's about weaving emotional intelligence into the fabric of the organization, making it part of the DNA.
Exactly. And when companies make that commitment, the benefits are undeniable. Increased productivity, improved collaboration, reduced stress and burnout, and a more engaged and satisfied workforce. These are just some of the rewards of cultivating emotional intelligence in the workplace.
It's amazing how something as seemingly intangible as emotional intelligence can have such a tangible impact on the bottom line.
You know, as we're talking about the workplace, it makes me think about the connection between emotional intelligence and leadership.
Oh, that's an interesting connection. I've always thought of great leaders as being charismatic and visionary. But how does emotional intelligence fit into that picture?
Well, charisma and vision are certainly important qualities for leaders, but they're not enough on their own. Leaders with high EI possess a unique combination of qualities that enable them to inspire and motivate others, build strong teams, and navigate challenges effectively.
So it's not just about being the loudest voice in the room or having all the answers. It's about something deeper, something more nuanced.
Exactly. Emotionally intelligent leaders are self-aware. They understand their strengths and weaknesses, and they're able to regulate their emotions effectively, even under pressure. They're also empathetic, able to connect with their team members on a human level, understand their perspectives, and create a supportive and inclusive environment.
This makes me think about those leaders who lead with fear and intimidation. They might get results in the short term, but they create a toxic work environment where people are constantly walking on eggshells. That can't be sustainable in the long run.
You're absolutely right. Fear-based leadership might yield temporary compliance, but it doesn't foster true engagement or loyalty. Emotionally intelligent leaders, on the other hand, inspire trust and respect. They create a culture where people feel valued and empowered to contribute their best work.
It's the difference between forcing someone to do something and inspiring them to want to do it.
And that's where the power of emotional intelligence truly shines. It's about creating a ripple effect of positivity, motivation, and collaboration that can transform not just individuals, but entire organizations.
This has been so insightful. I'm starting to see how emotional intelligence is not just a nice to have. It's a must have for anyone who wants to thrive in today's world.
And, you know, as we've been focusing on the workplace, it's important to remember that emotional intelligence is equally valuable in our personal lives.
That's a great point. Our relationships with family, friends, and romantic partners are at the heart of our well-being. How does emotional intelligence impact those personal connections?
Emotionally intelligent individuals tend to have stronger, more fulfilling relationships. They're better communicators, more attuned to the needs and feelings of their loved ones, and more adept at navigating conflict constructively.
I can see how those skills would be invaluable in any relationship. I know I've definitely had my share of misunderstandings and arguments that could have been avoided if I had been more emotionally intelligent in those moments.
We all have those moments, but the good news is that emotional intelligence is a skill set we can develop and strengthen over time. The more we practice self-awareness, empathy, and effective communication, the more fulfilling our relationships become.
This makes me think about those couples who seem to have this magical ability to communicate effortlessly and resolve conflicts with grace and understanding. They must have mastered the art of emotional intelligence in relationships.
You're probably right. They've likely learned to recognize and manage their own emotions, to listen attentively to their partner, and to express themselves in a way that fosters connection rather than conflict.
It sounds like a recipe for relationship bliss. But let's be realistic. No relationship is perfect. There will always be challenges and disagreements. How can emotional intelligence help us navigate those inevitable rough patches?
That's where those conflict resolution skills we talked about earlier become so crucial. Instead of resorting to blame, criticism, or defensiveness, couples with high EI can approach disagreements as opportunities for growth and understanding. They can listen to each other's perspectives, validate each other's feelings, and work together to find solutions that meet both of their needs.
It's about turning those conflicts into opportunities to strengthen the bond, rather than letting them tear the relationship apart.
Exactly. And you know, one of the most powerful aspects of emotional intelligence in relationships is the ability to offer and receive support effectively.
Oh, that's so important. We all need support, especially during difficult times. But sometimes it can be hard to ask for help or to know how to offer it in a way that's truly helpful.
You're right. It's a delicate balance. But emotionally intelligent individuals are more attuned to the needs of their loved ones. They're able to pick up on subtle cues and offer support in a way that feels genuine and compassionate.
It's about being present.
Yeah.
Being attentive and being willing to show up for each other, both in times of celebration and in times of need.
And you know, one of the most beautiful things about emotional intelligence is that it's contagious. When we surround ourselves with people who are emotionally intelligent, it rubs off on us. We learn from their example, we adopt their strategies, and we start to see the world through a more compassionate and understanding lens.
I love that. It's like a ripple effect of positivity and emotional well-being. So how can we actively cultivate those kinds of relationships in our lives? How do we surround ourselves with people who are emotionally intelligent?
It starts with being emotionally intelligent ourselves. The more we cultivate self-awareness, empathy, and effective communication skills, the more we attract people who share those values.
So it's about leading by example, showing up as our best selves, both emotionally and interpersonally.
Exactly. And it's also about being mindful of the company we keep, surrounding ourselves with people who lift us up, support our growth, and inspire us to be better versions of ourselves.
This makes me think about those friendships that feel draining and negative. Maybe it's time to reevaluate those connections and invest our energy in relationships that nurture our emotional well-being.
It's a powerful reminder that we have a choice in who we spend our time with. And choosing to surround ourselves with people who are emotionally intelligent can have a profound impact on our own happiness and fulfillment.
This conversation has been so illuminating. I'm feeling incredibly inspired to continue exploring this topic and to keep practicing these skills in all areas of my life.
And, you know, as we've been diving deep into the various aspects of emotional intelligence, it strikes me that it's not just about individual growth and well-being. It has the potential to impact society as a whole.
That's a fascinating thought. Tell me more about that.
Well, imagine a world where emotional intelligence was taught in schools, where it was valued in workplaces, and where it was embraced in our communities. What would that world look like?
It's an exciting thought. I imagine it would be a world with less conflict.
Yeah.
More understanding, and a greater sense of connection and compassion.
Exactly. When people are emotionally intelligent, they're better able to communicate effectively, resolve conflicts peacefully, and build strong, supportive relationships.
It sounds like a utopia, But how realistic is it to think that we can actually create a world where emotional intelligence is the norm?
I believe it's more attainable than we might think. It starts with raising awareness, educating ourselves and others about the importance of emotional intelligence, and modeling those skills in our own lives.
So it's about starting small with ourselves and then letting that ripple effect extend outward into our families, communities, and beyond.
Precisely. And, you know, one of the most powerful ways to promote emotional intelligence is through storytelling.
Oh, I love a good story.
Yeah.
But how do stories connect to emotional intelligence?
Stories have this incredible ability to transport us into the lives of others, to help us see the world from different perspectives, and to build empathy and understanding.
It's like stepping into someone else's shoes and experiencing the world through their eyes.
Exactly. And when we engage with stories that explore complex emotions, that challenge our assumptions, and that celebrate the human experience in all its diversity, we're expanding our own emotional capacity and fostering a more compassionate and interconnected world.
This makes me think about the power of books, movies, and even social media to shape our understanding of emotions and relationships. We need more stories that model emotional intelligence, that show us the transformative power of empathy, compassion, and vulnerability.
You're absolutely right. We need stories that inspire us to be better humans, to connect with each other on a deeper level, and to create a world where emotional intelligence is not just an aspiration, but a lived reality.
It's incredible to think about the ripple effect of emotional intelligence extending from our personal lives to the broader world.
It is a powerful idea. And, you know, it's interesting how emotional intelligence intersects with other crucial aspects of well-being, for instance. There's a fascinating link between EI and resilience.
Resilience. That ability to bounce back from setbacks. I can see how that would be connected to emotional intelligence.
Exactly. People with high EI tend to have a more optimistic outlook and a greater ability to regulate their emotions during tough times. They don't dwell on negativity. They focus on finding solutions and moving forward. Studies have shown that strong EI is linked to reduced stress, lower rates of anxiety and depression, and a greater sense of overall well-being.
So it's not just about navigating the good times. It's about having the inner strength to weather the storms. I know for me, learning to reframe challenges and focus on what I can control has made a huge difference in my ability to cope with stress.
That's a great example of EI in action. You're using those skills to build resilience and navigate those inevitable ups and downs of life. And, you know, another area where emotional intelligence plays a crucial role is in our physical health.
Wait, really? Emotional intelligence can impact our physical health. How does that work?
Well, research has shown a strong connection between emotional well-being and physical health. When we're chronically stressed or experiencing negative emotions, it can take a toll on our bodies, weakening our immune system and increasing our risk for various health problems.
This makes me think about those times when I'm feeling overwhelmed or anxious, and I just want to reach for comfort food or zone out in front of the TV. Those coping mechanisms might feel good in the moment, but they're not exactly supporting my physical health.
You're right. Those are common reactions to stress, but they're not always the healthiest. Emotional intelligence gives us the tools to manage stress more effectively, to develop healthier coping mechanisms, and to make choices that support both our emotional and physical well-being.
So instead of reaching for that bag of chips, I might go for a walk, talk to a friend, or practice some mindfulness exercises. It's about finding those outlets that nourish both our minds and bodies.
Exactly. And when we make that connection between our emotional and physical health, we unlock a whole new level of well-being. We start to see that taking care of our emotions is just as important as taking care of our bodies.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. I'm starting to see emotional intelligence as this essential life skill, like learning to read or ride a bike. It's something that can benefit us in every aspect of our lives.
You know, as we wrap up this deep dive into emotional intelligence, I want to emphasize one crucial point. It's never too late to start developing these skills. No matter where you are on your EI journey, there's always room for growth and improvement.
That's such an encouraging message. It's like saying we all have the potential to become emotional intelligence superheroes. But where do we even begin? What are some practical steps we can take to cultivate EI in our own lives?
One of the simplest yet most effective practices is mindfulness. Taking a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment can make a huge difference in your self-awareness.
Mindfulness. That sounds like something I could actually incorporate into my daily routine. It's not about spending hours meditating in a silent retreat. It's about finding those moments of stillness and awareness throughout the day.
Exactly. It could be as simple as paying attention to your breath for a few minutes, noticing the sensations of your body, or simply observing the thoughts that arise in your mind without getting carried away by them.
And over time, those small moments of mindfulness can add up to create a greater sense of self-awareness and emotional regulation. What are some of the practical tips for boosting EI?
Another powerful strategy is to focus on building your empathy muscles. Make an effort to truly listen to others, to understand their perspectives, and to validate their feelings, even if you don't agree with them.
Love that. Building our empathy muscles. It's like we're training ourselves to become more attuned to the emotional world around us.
Precisely. And the more we practice empathy, the more we strengthen those connections with others and create a more compassionate and understanding world.
I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together. Self-awareness, regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. They all work together to create this incredible toolbox for navigating life's challenges and opportunities.
It truly is a toolbox, and one that we can all learn to use more effectively. And you know, as we conclude this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought. Emotional intelligence is not just a skill set. It's a way of being in the world.
A way of being in the world. I love that. It's about approaching life with curiosity, compassion, and a deep understanding of the power of human connection.
Exactly. And I believe that by embracing emotional intelligence, we can create a world that is more harmonious, more fulfilling, and more deeply connected.
Well, deep divers, I hope this journey into the world of emotional intelligence has left you feeling inspired and empowered. Remember, it's an ongoing process of growth and discovery, and we're all in this together. Keep practicing those skills, keep learning, keep connecting, and keep diving deep.